The Daily Dilemma Uncensored from Beat.
Hello.
Hello there.
Welcome to Daily Dilemma Uncensored. Don't even ask me what season this is.
I can tell you the answer to this because Brian made me look it up the other day. I believe, if my sources are correct, this is season 8.
Whoa.
Yeah. And it's a big day for a couple of reasons. One, because we're back and we're delighted to be back. And we're back to launch this new season ahead of 2 Daily Dilemma Uncensored live gigs.
Yeah, February is going to be a big month for the podcast because you can join us for a special Valentine's Day special, February 13th at the Set Theatre in Kilkenny. And it's also Beat Breakfast 20th birthday party that
Yay.
Night, so you don't want to miss it. And then 2 weeks later, we're in Waterford, back to where it all began, at Bank Lane in Waterford City on Saturday, February 28th. So no excuse, you've got 2 dates, come and party with us.
This, there's a bit of history here because, the first night that we did it, in February 2024, we found the couple that had the threesome. And I'll never forget that. But that was one of the greatest moments of our lives.
Never forget
it?
That couple for sure.
Yeah, we won't. The other big thing about today is, can we please mention that there is a very, very first special guest on the podcast. He kind of manifested himself. He said,
he's been begging for years.
He's been at your door like, main man power, will you let me have a go? And he's made the cut. And it's Brian Griffin.
I just want to point out, I have been saying for years they should get guests on, and I didn't anticipate it would be me, so I've kind of accidentally manifested it.
Go ahead of that. You were sleeping in your bed at night thinking,
he's been sleeping in the van just waiting for an invite.
I've actually just been in the car park all the time just in case. They're like, at the last minute somebody needs to be pulled in.
You'll
first.
Get called up. Oh no, this is happening.
Yeah,
I thought it was Tom ringing my phone.
He always rings during the podcast. There's just some weird thing.
He gets
on.
Some kind of, and he's been on it a couple of times. We just get him on to say hello. And
I've never listened, so I don't know.
Okay, fair enough.
And like that's absolutely.
I believe it.
He doesn't listen to Beat Breakfast either, by the way.
I've just to be fair, I'm asleep. But
that's not your excuse.
You could get the late night replay.
And we do a week podcast.
Yeah,
we do a roundup.
Lots of opportunities. Okay, so you know the deal. You can email us at any stage, talk@beat102103.com. We get these all the time because some people think they're suitable for 8:30 in the morning on Beat Breakfast. They're not. But we save them, we put them aside, and we deal with them on the podcast. And so we're going to get straight into it with our first dilemma. Let me open my email here and let me pull it up. Okay. Oh God, I have to read this one.
Yeah, and you need your glasses. We're going to have to sort out the glasses thing.
I can read this absolutely fine. Watch this. I'm like Anne Doyle. Hey, Nyland Show. Big fan of your podcast and was at your live show in Wexford. I'm feeling brave now and sending you this.
Okay.
I'm seeing this girl I really like for about a month and she told me last week that she has something sexual she wants me to do. She wants me to come over, have a bath with her and shave her muff. Okay, that came from nowhere. I wasn't expecting that. She said it turns her on and that it would be so sexy if I were to do the deed. She says she's been saving the hair. Oh, so there's plenty there to get rid of. A real bush, she says. I'm a bit put off, but I like her. Should I just go for it? Do couples do this now? Well, I was going to say, to the best of my knowledge, myself and Brian are both single right now. You're in the couple, so you should take this one for the team. Do couples do this show?
Welcome back to season 8. Let's talk muffs. Where do we start with this? I have never heard of this, and I can't imagine me saving up mine for Tom to...
I've been saving all my muff for you.
I can't imagine growing it to the point that I think, yeah, it's nice and fluffy there. And then saying to him, will you come in and sort me out? Because I feel like that's the kind of thing that I want to do in my own time, private, and then surprise him.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Right. I don't really... The idea of a razor being sexy or sexual doesn't, inspire me in any way.
I suppose maybe, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here, the sexual kind of nature of it, a part of it is that you're allowing him to do something to your body to make it look as he pleases. I don't know, it's kind of almost submitting to him maybe.
But it's dangerous.
Yeah, well maybe is that what you're saying is the sexy thing then?
No, I think it's like a tactical laziness that she just can't be bothered to do it.
And it's letting
like,
it grow.
She's like, oh, it'd be so romantic if you did this. And she just can't be bothered doing it like so.
I
tell you one thing. I wouldn't let anyone shave me balls.
I think that's too risky. Dodgy. Oh, it's too risky. And you think that your balls are more risky than my?
Yeah, they hang outside the body. They're much more delicate than your bits. That's
sorry,
fact.
I just need to tell you a little bit about the anatomy of the female form, right?
I was at Shine this year. I learned all about it. The bits inside, the
vulva,
the bits outside.
The vagina.
Yeah.
The clitoris.
Thank you, Brian.
What a contribution.
And this is why we brought him in. I think you're underestimating the absolutely excruciating pain that could be experienced.
If you had a nip there, a nick.
Yes, darling. Mm. Do you think that that's like less than what happens to you with your balls? You're really underestimating what we have. You know, we have two rhymes with baps down there.
You can say flaps.
She's talking about flaps.
Yeah. I don't want to say flaps. We have two of those, and then like they're very tender, and they're very.
That's how you get the pleasure.
Producer Amy's in the room, but you know what I mean. They're very delicate, very very delicate. And if you got a nick of one of them, God, you wouldn't be doing anything after it. Yeah. You know, you wouldn't be in the mood. So I can't imagine. First of all, can we just get back to the whole? They want to have a bath together.
Yeah, that's quite nice.
No,
you don't like a bath with Tom?
Ever since we talked about a jacuzzi being human soup. I know.
You don't want to be in Tom's dirty water. Is that your problem?
I don't want to be in his dirty water. I don't want to be in any water with Tom. I don't do the water thing. I'm not into it.
No.
Like I go very shriveled in water. Do you know what I mean, Brian? I get really raisiny.
I'm going to take your word for it. I don't know.
So I don't find baths, or I don't even do the shower sex thing. I don't find
it's not even about having sex in the bath or the shower, but just lounging together in the bath, you know, if it's a decent sized bath, not a normal bath, not with Tom, he's a big lad, not a normal bath, but you know, you go to a hotel and they've one of those fancy baths and you can get into it. I had one, they put me up, remember, in the suite, the presidential suite in Lyrath once. Oh, the bath, he would have got four of us in there.
No, they wouldn't do it for me. Like, would you be happy to share a bath with a gal?
That's good water economy, isn't it? Yeah. Good for the environment.
Yeah, but do you think it's sexy? Do you think it's a sexy thing? Like,
I don't really fall asleep in the bath. That's my worry. So yeah, it'd be handy in case I drowned, someone was there.
I remember a certain colleague of ours came on. A certain colleague of ours came on, actually beat breakfast, and said there's nothing better than a slimy hug in a shower with your partner.
Yeah, but you know what she was trying to say? Like,
she was having a hug.
No.
She was having a hug.
You can't hug body to body in a shower. And you're out and I'm out, and then like you can't
the thing that rhymes with baps. Yeah, go on.
Why have I got even more prudish? It's been so long. You can't do that. I can't hug you in the shower or the bath and for nothing to happen.
Well, that's down to you.
If I got in the bath with Tom, bing, like there'd be no way that,
but
like,
you or him.
Yeah. There's no way that like he wouldn't be. So I don't want to do it in the water.
Okay. No. Okay. So yeah, we'll move on from the baths then. So yeah, we're back to the hair.
I don't see how the razor thing and him actually physically shaving her is a sexual thing. And I also think, fair enough, like if Tom came to me and said, I've saved all of this up for you, I'd be fairly upset, like at the vision of it. Would you not? Like, you know, if I... Well, I wouldn't do it for you because I just think that would be very weird. But imagine, maybe just think about if I was somebody that you would potentially fancy, which I know that in both of your worlds, that's never going to happen. Mm-hmm. And
that was very quick, Brian. Pause sometimes.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. No, it's teaching me how to speak to women off air.
Yeah.
I just had a bit, look, I'm, but Brian and I had a bit of a moment recently.
Doesn't have anything to do with your hair, does it?
No.
So I might have sent a picture to Tom in work one day, right? Yeah. It wasn't full picture, but it was just they were there.
Were they out?
No.
They were in.
They were contained.
Okay. They were in a bra.
Yeah. Okay.
How did you get my phone again? What happened?
There was something we filmed in the morning, and you were transferring it across to me, and it wouldn't send properly. And I was like, yeah, she's like, it's not sending. I was like, yeah, just send there. She's like, yeah, well, look, there's my camera roll. And I was like, oh, just letting you know.
They're there.
Yeah.
The boys are there.
Yeah. Fair play to you.
Is that not really risky? Doesn't he like play with your phone?
Yeah, she's not really bothered by...
Like, she's seen it all. Yeah. Seen it all. Yeah.
Anyway, that was quite an embarrassing... So, back to the point.
Well, it just doesn't relate.
I'm never going to be... You're never going to be looking at me like that, right? Yep. Both of you. So that's great. We can start off like this. Mm. So, if I was potentially somebody that you were interested in, right? And I stored it up for you. Mm. And I let it grow and grow. I'm talking maybe 6 to 8 weeks. That's a lot of growth, okay? You could be talking... That much, producer Amy? Would that be like maybe? Yeah.
For those listening, she has about an inch.
Is that an inch? Finger. I about never know. Inch. That's an inch, is it? Okay. Yeah. So
it's about 3 or 4, I would say.
No, Brian. No. So that's an inch, and I've let that there, right? Mm. And then I.
Yeah, I'd start with the scissors before I go to the razor.
Start with a hedge trimmer, I'd say, before I start the scissors.
It reminds me of that scene in Scary Movie where she's, she's on the bed and he needs the trimmer. Her underwear comes off and then it just
explodes.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. I just don't think that you would find that sexy if you were potentially in a hypothetical world in another universe, fancy me, that you would fancy me with a lot of, like, that much.
So what? But back to the question. If this is something that your beloved wants you to do and they would get a kick out of, would you not be willing to do it for them?
I suppose if I thought that, like...
It would give them
do you
pleasure.
Know what? Look, and I'm going to be really honest. I don't really do much stuff that's like out there. So if this was all I had to do, I'd probably
worse.
Say yeah.
There's much worse
you know,
out there.
Like that's in terms of weird fetishes.
Like some people love feet.
Mm.
And
yeah.
I wish that would be such a handy fetish to have, but... like if someone likes feet, you'd be like, hey, here's my feet, and you'd be like, oh, cheers for that, that's great. Like,
and would you suck it?
What? No, I said I don't have it. What are you talking about?
No, but like
I've tried, but no.
Have you?
No, I've tried to fancy feet, but it's such a handy thing to have because you just be like, oh, there's some feet, that's great. Like, but no, nothing, does nothing. It's just looking at feet for me. So
yeah. I don't know. Actually, it's a good point. Like, is asking somebody to shave your down there worse than asking someone to suck your feet? I think I'd shave rather than suck.
Yeah, because you're using a mouth as opposed to hands.
I walked in one time years ago on my uncle.
No.
It was a party, right?
It was communion or something, was it?
What?
Did you tell me?
What is this story going to be?
It was a Eurovision party.
Oh, wow. Okay. I mean, Eurovision parties are mad.
Yeah, whatever happens makes a lot more sense.
It was like when Ireland used to do really well in the Eurovision. Mm.
They were celebrating Niamh Kavanagh. In your eyes,
see the light. I think I was meant to have been gone to bed. And I walked into the sitting room and I don't think I've told this story in the podcast, but it's the same uncle that I told the other story about years ago. Walked in and he was sucking my aunt's toes, but they were not married or related. He was an uncle. He was called an uncle. You've stayed in his house, actually. You've slept in his bed.
Not his actual bed.
That is his bed.
Oh.
He moved out of the room for us. You've slept in sucker's bed. So he...
He didn't suck my feet.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. You sound kind of sad.
Yeah, a little bit. Nice bonus.
The offer is on the table. Like.
So he's not my real uncle, but we call him uncle. But he was sucking my aunt, my real aunt's toes. And they didn't stop when I came in. They just kept going.
Absolute legend behaviour.
Yeah, I didn't. And I don't even think it was sexual. Because she was married. Her husband was in the kitchen.
Oh, that is really weird. It's a Eurovision party. The husband's in the kitchen. This was a swingers party, was it, show? And why were you at it?
It was not a swingers party.
The husband's in the kitchen. She's there. No bother getting her toes sucked by your man who's not the uncle.
I didn't really think of it. Actually, I was a kid. I just took it for what it was. They were just having a little bit of a...
Okay. We need to get to the crux of the matter here. Yeah. Brian, we'll ask you, as the final say for each of us, mm-hmm. I'm a bit put off, but I like her. Should I just go for it? Do couples do this?
I think, why not? Mm. It's a good story regardless. Something bad happens, trip to A&E, it's a funny story to tell on the podcast in a few years' time. Be handy for us to have a come back to it and be like, well, we did it. So
I think in the list of potential things that you could be asked to do, it's not the worst. Having said that, I don't see how there's anything sexual in it. So I would very much appreciate on this occasion if we could have a follow up. If you do decide to go ahead and do the deed, how did it go? What happened next? And also, can I just say, I love when people make an effort. I love when I make an effort. It's lovely. It looks lovely. Stubble is not great. All right. Mm. We've all been there.
Double
We've
stubble.
All been there. Double stubble. And stubble. Nah. Not great fun.
I would say absolutely go for it. Try it. See what it's like. You might enjoy it. And maybe actually go wild with it. Maybe you could like shave some carvings in or something. Like, or your initial. Like if it was Shona, you could shave it into an S or something and then really make it your own.
Give it a fade.
That is, yeah. That is 100%. It's long enough. That is guaranteed to nick the bit that rhymes with baps. Like you couldn't flaps. Put an S. Yeah, I'm not saying. I'm not saying
this season. Zone. Why not an S?
There's 100%, like, that's a nick waiting to happen.
Okay. Right, we will see you in February, February 13th in Kilkenny at Set Theatre and in Waterford on February 28th at Bank Lane. Tickets and details at beat102103.com and we're back next week with another episode. Thanks, Brian.
No problem.
Brian. Have you got something that's too saucy to share on air? DM us on Instagram and X or email talk at beat102103.com.